Hello, I'm Victoria Lara. This podcast is for my English 1010 class at SLIC. I will be focusing on today on junk foods versus healthy foods. Fast foods including junk food and restaurants and healthy foods, which means just organic or homemade meals. Today with us is Brendan, which will be focusing more on the unhealthy or the fast food topic, and I will be focusing on the homemade meals and healthier foods. For starters, we'll talk price. Everyone does usually believes that eating at home and buying organics or locally owned foods is a lot more expensive, but nowadays we can buy in bulk. For example, Costco sells a lot of natural items and that are quite healthy for you and that we can make at home, that are quite affordable. And also in the long run, we will be seeing less obesity, diabetes, depression because of this healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, but if you're shopping at Costco, you're gonna have to get a membership. You're gonna have to go there and buy in bulk. So you're gonna have to pay more right off the bat. Whereas fast food restaurants, you can go in and you can pay $5 and get quite a bit of food. You don't have to buy in bulk. You don't have to spend $50 or $100 all at once. You're able to just go there and get dinner for your family. If you go to like Little Caesars, you're going to get a $5 pizza, which has tomatoes and the bread and all the sauces. And depending on the pizza, you could get vegetables as well. But if you're trying to make an organic pizza, it's going to cost like $20. Also, like, for example, McDonald's, you can buy 5 hamburgers off the dollar menu for $5.
But how long can we live off that hot and ready pizza? I mean, it gets quite old quite quickly, and as well as that dollar menu at McDonald's, there's not many options to choose from. There's only like...
Yeah, but there's all different fast food restaurants. There's, you know, Mexican, there's American, Italian, there's all different varieties that make it really affordable for families to feed their family with.
There are some very affordable fast foods, but restaurants, for example, are not inexpensive at all. They're quite pricey, actually, and doing that quite often with a family can be hard, as well as a lot of time can go into that. And, driving them there, getting everything set up, ordering.
Yeah, but driving to the fast food restaurant and ordering is only going to take maybe 20 minutes, and then you're back home, and most people eat on their car ride home. So by the time you get home, you're already fed, but if you're making a healthy dinner, it's going to take a couple hours to prep up, go to the store, buy everything, and then start cooking and making sure that you're timing it at the right time and getting everyone together.
Well, it's not like we go to the store, create for one meal, make that food for that one day, and then call it a day, and then start that process all over again. I mean, we go once a week, we gather all the ingredients we might need, or the common
foods. So how much is this going to cost you?
All at one time might cost $50, $70, but how long will that last you? That'll last you all week.
Well, a lot of families don't have $70 to drop on future dinners at once. Some people are living paycheck to paycheck, and
it's a good investment though. I mean, and then once you're at home, you cook one day, and that those there might be leftovers, and you can eat those leftovers for the next couple days, and you would be quite fine.
Or you could stop at a fast food restaurant and get a hamburger real fast, pick up dinner for your family, and it's going to take very little time and very little effort. And it's going to cost maybe $15 to feed your family with a lot of food.
At the moment, but then we have to think of over time what that's going to do to your body. That's going to deteriorate your body and your immune system. As we have seen in movies like Fast Food Me, I believe it was the movie, that guy was quite healthy, and with just a month of eating, he gained so many pounds, and he was slowly killing himself.
But he wasn't exercising or doing anything, but he was eating three times every meal was at McDonald's. Most families don't eat that many times at McDonald's, and most kids are exercising, whether it's at school at recess or activities after school. Kids are exercising, so the fast food isn't as bad if you're not just sitting around.
Yeah, but fast foods tend to not give you that energy you need to run around and play. I mean, they don't have the nutrients for it. They're so... What you taste is all that fat, and I mean, fat is good to an extent, but not to this extent. Like, all the flavor you think you're getting is fat.
But you can get hamburgers with tomatoes and lettuce that have nutrients.
Those tomatoes are so processed that I don't even think they should be considered tomatoes or lettuce.
That's true, but you can go to fast food restaurants such as like Subway, where they offer foods that have nutrition and have a lot of variety of vegetables that you can put on your sandwich and make it very healthy itself, and it's not even that expensive.
Of course. Well, now we see the pros and cons of eating out and eating at home. I think the best way to live your life is to have a balance, of course.
A little variety of both. Maybe not eat all healthy food and have some junk food here and there.
Not even junk food. I think fast foods. I mean, we should try to restrict ourselves with chips and those unnecessary items that we tend to buy. I also think that when one is shopping at a grocery store, they shouldn't be shopping on an empty stomach, because we tend to buy or purchase more. So, yeah, that's our
broadcast on healthy versus bad foods.